Hello, my name is Will Gomez. I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaigns? Yes or no?
Nope.
Nope, thank you. Next question. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will be voting in the general election for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote, or I'm not registered to vote.
Definitely.
Thank you. What is your age? Between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or 65 plus?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Generally speaking, will you say things in Grand Traverse County are going on the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
I'm neutral on that.
Neutral, okay, no problem. When voters go to polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how you'll be voting on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax from 0.65 mil, that translates to 0.65 cents per $1,000 of taxable value, for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, will you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
I would probably vote yes.
Yes, okay, thank you. And will you say yes, you are definitely voting, or probably voting yes?
Yes.
In favor, okay, thank you.
Probably.
Probably. Okay, I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. Probably, okay.
I have to know more about it.
Okay, thank you. Since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal will dedicate public funds to maintaining existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It will be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Okay, definitely yes or probably yes?
Probably yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, if you knew this proposal will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you still vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes, I would, when you put it like that.
Okay, definitely yes? Yes.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. As mentioned to this proposal, it will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Number one, I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Number two, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. Number three, I am fine with the current proposal, which will raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or number four, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money it will raise to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one do you want me to mark? First, second, third?
The one for the 105. You're going to do it. You got to have enough money.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should be your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Number one, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety. Number two, protecting areas and wildlife habitat. Number three, making housing more affordable. Number four, reducing traffic and congestion. Number five, improving public education and local school. Number six, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Number seven, improving local roads and infrastructure. Number eight, controlling growth and development. Number nine, protecting water quality and water supply. Or number 10, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending.
Number three.
Number three, okay, thank you. You will now be given a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Grand Traverse County Government, do you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion about them?
Somewhat favorable.
Okay. What about Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. What about your city or township government?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
Very, okay, thank you. Next question. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast.
Too fast. Okay, thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal will authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
I trust them.
Definitely or probably?
Probably.
Okay, thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Number one, to maintain existing trails. Do you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
Thank you. What about to promote recreational opportunities?
It's unneeded.
Unneeded? So you somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you. What about to protect open space from residential and commercial development?
Yes, strongly agree.
Strongly approve. Okay, thank you. What about to plan and construct new trails?
Strongly agree.
Okay, strongly approve. Okay, what about to promote health and wellness?
Unnecessary.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, what about to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling?
Agree, strongly agree.
Strongly approve. Okay, thank you. What about to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks?
Agree. Somewhat agree.
Somewhat. Okay, thank you. What about to increase non-motorized transportation options?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Okay. What about to promote local economic development?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. What about to increase accessibility to natural areas and open space?
Somewhat agree.
Okay. Thank you. Somewhat approve. Next. Now, if forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Number one, constructing additional trails to improve connectivity between schools, workplaces, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County is well maintained?
Ensuring it's well maintained.
Okay, thank you. You will now be giving a few statements about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each of the following make you more likely or less likely to support this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. There will be an annual review of how the funds are spent, which will be reported to the public. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less, or much less likely?
I would be much more likely.
Okay, thank you. A citizens oversight committee will be established with residents from every municipality that guides the county commissions in their decision making and ensures that the funds are administered for the intended purposes. Much more likely. Much more likely.
More likely.
Thank you. There will be a full public disclosure of all project spending. Much more likely, somewhat less.
More likely.
Okay, more likely. Okay, thank you. The funds from this proposal will be matched with federal, state, and private funds. Much more likely.
More likely.
Okay, thank you.
Much more.
Okay, now you will be giving some statements in favor of this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Borban Lake Loop Trail and the TART Park Trail are two of the most popular and utilized trails in Grand Traverse County. This proposal will help create connections between the trails and many other destinations in the county. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all convincing?
Very.
Very, okay. What about this one? This proposal ensures that the entire trail network in Grand Traverse County will be well maintained, free and ADA compliant, and so our trails are accessible to all. Very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all.
Very.
Okay, very thank you. Okay, $7.58 per month is a small price to pay to maintain and upgrade Grand Traverse County existing trail network and plan and construct new trails for residents to enjoy.
Convincing, very convincing.
Very, okay, thank you. Grand Traverse County Trail Network is underfunded. This is because most of the improvements and upgrades to trails are only funded by grants and private dollars. This proposal will add a dedicated public funding source to improve the existing trail network and construct new trails.
Yes.
Very, somewhat, not too,
very.
Or not at all. Very, okay,
very,
thank you.
Very.
Thank you. This proposal,
you're losing me. It's taken a long time.
I'm sorry, we're almost done.
This
proposal will keep Grand Traverse County's trail network free from motorized vehicles so residents can safely walk, hike, jog, and cycle without any concerns about motor vehicles nearby.
That's very convincing.
Okay, thank you. This proposal will improve quality of life by giving residents more opportunities to enjoy the outdoors.
Yes, very convincing.
Very, okay. Trails already generate millions of dollars for Grand Traverse County each year, and this proposal will help boost the local economy, promote tourism, support small businesses, and create more jobs.
Yes.
Okay. This proposal is very convincing. Okay. This proposal preserves access to outdoor spaces so our children and grandchildren and future generations can enjoy them the same way we do. Very convincing, somewhat.
Yes. Very.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. This proposal will provide more accessibility to open space, natural wildlife habitats, and rivers, lakes, and streams. Very convincing, somewhat.
Yes, very.
Okay. This proposal will improve the construct new trails all across Grand Traverse County so all residents have access to well-maintained trails nearby. Very, somewhat.
Very convincing. Yes.
Thank you. In today's digital age, it is more important than ever to provide trails and outdoor space for children to play outdoors, be physically active, and have healthier lifestyle.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Yes, so you know we're almost done now. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, you will now be asked again about this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. If the elections were held today, will you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes. Yes,
okay.
I will.
Thank you. And you will say, and will you say you are definitely voting yes or probably?
Definitely.
Definitely, okay. I'm going to give you some statements against this proposal to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if each argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. This proposal will give millions more taxpayer dollars to local politicians, and we cannot trust them to spend this money the right way. It will just end up getting wasted on their pet projects. Does that sound very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. What about there are already enough trails for public use in Grand Traverse County? Private individual companies and philanthropists should be the ones funding these trails instead of having homeowners pay higher taxes. Very convincing, somewhat. Not at all?
Somewhat.
Somewhat, okay. This proposal is backed by progressive special interest groups who want to control public land and have taxpayers foot the bill.
Not convincing.
At all?
No.
Okay.
No.
This proposal will raise taxes on middle-class homeowners in Grand Traverse County by at least $43 million. Very
not convincing.
Not at all?
No.
Okay, thank you. With inflation, gas, high gas prices, rising home prices, and skyrocketing costs, I cannot afford paying anything more in taxes. Very convincing.
No.
Not at all?
Not convincing. Nope.
Okay. This proposal will bring more tourists to our communities, which are already dealing with traffic, congestion, and too much growth. Very somewhat.
Somewhat.
Somewhat? Okay.
Somewhat.
Okay. There are more important things to spend taxpayer money on, such as roads, education, and public safety. While trails are nice, we should first focus on more pressing problems. Very somewhat. Okay, thank you. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, will you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against it?
I'll vote yes.
Okay, thank you. Definitely yes or probably?
Definitely.
Okay. Now, you will be given a statement to complete in your own words. If I have one hesitation in voting for this proposal, it is, in your own words and small statement,
that it takes too long to complete.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. And before we finish, you will now be asked about another proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. The proposal is called Grand Traverse County Road Commission Millage Renewal, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a renewal of the previously approved 1 mil for local street roads, highways, and bridges repair and improvement millage, beginning with the December 2024 tax levy for repair and improvement of streets, roads, highways, and bridges within Grand Traverse County? If approved and levy it in full, the renewal millage will generate an estimated $6,678,949 in the first year. If the election were held today, will you be voting yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Yes.
Definitely yes or probably?
Definitely. I have to go.
We are almost done right now. I'm going to ask you a few short demographic questions before we finish for confidential purposes, just to be sure we have a representative sample. Regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote back in 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden, okay. With what political party are you affiliated with? Democrat, Republican, Independent, or are you unaffiliated?
Democrat.
Okay, thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal, moderate, conservative, and your political beliefs?
I'm moderate.
Moderate, okay, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education that you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or straight? College, okay. Associates or bachelor's?
Bachelor.
Okay, thank you. Do you own or rent your home, the one you are currently living in?
Own.
Okay, thank you. Do you have any children under the age of 18 currently living in your household? Yes
no.
or no? No? Okay.
No.
What is your main racial background? Asian American, Hispanic American, African American, white Caucasian? Okay, thank you so much. That was a survey. Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good one.
Uh-huh. You too.
Okay, bye.